Andrew, you've played in Indianapolis a lot. What are some of the challenges of playing there?
Home field advantage. The crowd, the way those guys play. A lot of teams in the NFL, when they're at home, it's just kind of, I don't know how to explain it. You know, you're kind of more on your high horse, I would say. And then, you know, you have the crowd factor also.
Was it big to finally get that first win there and kind of get that question now? Yeah, maybe y'all can.
Yeah, it was. It took me two seasons before I won there, you know, and that's probably unheard of, a team never winning in a place that long. But we got it done, so we're over that challenge.
What are some challenges for their defense they offer, DeAndre?
We know those guys. They know us. Mm-hmm. You know, we play each other twice a year. So that right there is a challenge alone.
No secrets. Everybody knows what each other's doing, that kind of thing.
You know, we know each other as players, not so much as schematic of what we're going to do. You know, but, you know, you almost don't have to study those guys. You know, they almost don't have to study us. You know, as long as I've been going against Vontae Davis since I've been in the NFL, you know, we know a lot of each other's tendencies.
What do you think about that matchup with him?
I love it. He's a competitor. You know, you got to love going up against a guy like that again.
How much is this losing streak wearing on you guys, or is that the right way to put it?
It's definitely not wearing on us. We know what we have. We know what we have ahead of us. You know, so nobody's in this locker room down. Everything is right in front of us.
Your Instagram was kind of talking about basically like we're not down. We have a lot to look forward to. Is that? I mean, I know you're not very old, but as one of the veterans on this team, is it something you're trying to remind everyone that you have to, y'all still can do whatever you want season?
Of course. Three-game losing streak can get a lot of guys down, especially guys that are young. It's never lost like that coming from college. Just to show them it's a long NFL season. You know, I've seen a lot of teams with losing records make it to the playoffs and go deep. So you just got to, you know, encourage those guys.
This has been a bit of a kind of a challenging season.
Statistically, it's been challenging, but I don't really go on statistics.
When is this offense at its best? I mean, obviously, you've seen spurts of it. When is this offense at its best? Or does it need to be the state consistently?
We're at our best when we score points, but we're definitely at our best when everybody's on the same page. You know, when we start early and get things going, guys kind of get into the game a little bit more, you know, and just kind of get a feel for the game. But when we start early, this is when this offense clicks the most.
Yeah, I know you're a team player, DeAndre, but based on what you're getting off, dovetailing on what you just said, has it been tough on you this year to not have the kind of production you're used to mentally?
No, it hasn't. My team is where. What are we? Number one in our division?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're 60. Yeah, you're right. 60.
Yeah, so I don't think it's. Definitely not.
Do you look back at that last part of the last Colts game, see that the way the offense worked then, and kind of sometimes wonder why haven't we been able to put more of that kind of stuff together?
It's really out of my hands. I just go out there and do my job. I control what I control. I'm not perfect. Nobody on this team is perfect. So just come in and work every day. Guys are going to make mistakes. But, you know, that's probably one of my better couple minutes of football that we've played.
As a team, not just you, but as a team.
Yeah, I'm getting through. But, yeah, just got to get on track. Just got to go out and make plays.